More than a year since the Russian military invaded Ukraine, relief efforts remain high. Here and Now student journalist Aditi Debnath has this story of a Wisconsin Rotary Club helping to power homes during the Ukrainian winter.
My partners at that time told me that what I'm doing is insane, but it's going to save thousands of lives, and it's only money. I will figure it out one way or another.
Risking her retirement savings, Anya Verkovskaya ordered just under $1 million worth of portable power generators to be sent to Ukraine in preparation for the winter months ahead.
I've never ordered 1,100 generators before. Actually, a few months ago, I didn't even know how to start a generator, and I didn't know anything about generators.
She then met Dr. Doug Davis, who had a similar mission. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine almost a year ago, Dr. Davis has shipped an estimated 100,000 pounds of medical aid from a warehouse in Germantown.
We had probably 50 Gaylord boxes of supplies that we were having trouble getting shipped, and she's like, I can take care of that.
Dr. Davis, whose family is Ukrainian, evacuated his in-laws last February to his home in Oregon, Wisconsin. His brother-in-law, Dr. Taras Gaba, has been able to use his medical connections in Ukraine to help determine high-need items.
I didn't feel very well so at the time, and he told me, I know how to help you, how to help to your country, and let's become volunteers.
But Davis and Kaba didn't do it alone. The Rotary Club of Milwaukee has provided countless volunteers toward the cause, and in January, the group was able to fundraise for Verkovskaya's generator project.
We like to think of ourselves as people of action who work together to really make a difference, not only in their communities, but communities throughout the world.
This February, Dr. Davis traveled to Ukraine, where he and the Rotary Club of Ukraine took delivery of the first generators to arrive. Amid air raid sirens and catching up with family, he says witnessing the payoff is what keeps him going.
I think learning about all that may have even been harder than medical school.
Back in Wisconsin, volunteers don't have time to celebrate the generator project's success.
And you can't really celebrate any small victories or big victories because there is this tremendous cloud of collective tragedy that is happening that you're trying to fight all the time.
Though donations may be slowing down, the crisis level need for humanitarian aid in Ukraine persists, now one long year after the invasion.
If people think that this is just some country in Eastern Europe, no, this is World War III.
For Here and Now, I'm Aditi Debnath in Germantown.